July 8th, Saturday of the 13th week in Ordinary Time. In today's first reading, we have the Bible's own version of the television series Succession. We have all the elements: a dysfunctional family, a failing patriarch, the children battling over who will take over, the scheming mother, lies, deception, backstabbing, and rage. It was a truly unsavory situation. Yet God, far from rejecting these people, chose to work through them to carry out the divine will and establish the chosen people. Even more outrageous, Jacob, who brazenly lied to his father and took the blessing meant for his brother, ended up being the hero. It was through him that God extended Abraham's line to establish the Jewish people. So central was Jacob to their identity that they were named Israel, the name he was given later by an angel. It seems scandalous, yet it turned out well as Jacob faithfully carried out God's will, gave birth to the 12 tribes of Israel, and brought them through many challenges to establish them as God's special people. It shows that God does not expect us to be pure and perfect in order for him to embrace us, invite us into his friendship, and even make us partners in his saving work. God's mercy and compassion are always there for us, deserving or not. Perhaps, like us viewers, he regards with some fascination the train wrecks we sometimes make of our lives. God is not afraid to wade into the messiness and ugliness of our all-too-human existence. That's how much we mean to him. But God does not leave us to stew in our hatreds, jealousies, and deceptions. He was always working to lift us up, to chasten and purify us, sometimes with kindness, sometimes with just punishment, always for our own good. He knows that our sinfulness, as attractive as that may seem to us at the time, only degrades us, makes us miserable, and leads to disintegration of the families and communities that give us our strength and joy. That's what he did with Jacob. Jacob faced his challenges, including being forced into exile by his brother Esau's promise of revenge, and later, with fine irony, having to deal with rivalries among his own sons, which threatened the life of his favorite, Joseph. Yet God remained close to Jacob throughout, visiting him with various visions and appearances and granting him success and prosperity in all he did. Jacob, for his part, responded with unwavering loyalty and obedience, as well as great generosity to others. He was even able to reconcile with Esau. In his loving service of God, Jacob, the one-time usurper, became God's chosen instrument for leading God's people. God always shows great mercy to us sinners and invites us into his friendship and service. It is not unusual for God to turn serious missteps into sources of inspiration and help for others. There was a story recently on the news about a young man who, as a teenager, was convicted of being part of a carjacking and served 8 years in prison because of it. What got him through the ordeal was that his mother sent him a note or a picture every day. Reflecting on the experience, he said, "Mail call is the lifeline in prison." Now that he is out, he has set up a company that allows anyone to send a message meant for a friend or relative in prison, and the company will print and send a postcard, allowing them to maintain their crucial support in a concrete way. This reminded me of my own experience working with the Prison Reform Project of the American Friends Service Committee in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It was run by two ex-cons who had spent time in Walpole, the brutal maximum security prison south of Boston. In spite of their serious criminal histories, I found them to be gracious, thoughtful, and honest colleagues who had dedicated their lives to reforming a system that they had found to be so destructive and demeaning, and helping its inmates to survive it. They were a real education and inspiration for me and many others. God never gives up on us, and we should not give up on ourselves or others.